form of music, they say, has disturbing satanic overtones. It's called black metal music and encourages devil worship and the desecration of churches. The campaign follows the jailing of four young men in Kent for causing more than £100,000 of damage to graveyards. Jonathan Beale has this special report.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
And watch this, tacos, fettuccine, linguine, martini.
It's just like my cereal's golden sugar coating.
Disco Stew likes disco music.
Heavy metal definitely rules.
Oh, no, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah!
This is episode 16 of the Head Full of Bees program. My name's Kay Murph, and usually this show is a grab bag of varying styles and genres, but this week we're going extra crispy. The volume is cranked, the eyes are red and bulging, the sound is crushing, and the overall vibe is akin to the Alpha Zombies in 28 Years Later. How's that for a description? I also usually start with a cover song, but I just had too much radical original content to pack in here tonight, so we'll revisit that next week when we're back to the original recipe format. For now, though, I'm kicking off with a great band from the 90s who released a brand new sort of comeback record last year that is absolutely ferocious. This is Barn Burner by New Jersey's Dead Guy from their 2025 LP Near Death Travel Services right here on KXRW.
Get it on!
Los Angeles. That was Generación Suicida with Fuego from their 2022 LP, Regeneration. Before that, Norway's Aura Noir from their most recent LP with a speedy little tune called The Obscuration. Poison Ruin before Aura Noir with Gut from their just released LP, Hymns from the Hills. This is the Head Full of Bees program, Extra Crispy Edition. And up next is Sweden's Night Viper from 2017. This is Summon the Dead right here on KXRW.
Shit!
That was Toes Coast out of Santa Ana, California, where my good pal Bob Violence lives. Sangre Roja, Sangre Tuya was the name of that song, and it is off of their 2018 LP, Sueños Deceptivos. Before that, the always punishing Vow from 2024 with a song called Emotional Terrorist, which was released on Sacred Bones Records, whose catalog is jam-packed with winners. That is a label well worth digging into, people. Violencia from Tijuana, Mexico was before that doing a quick little bruiser called Syndrome del Impostor. From there, a split EP with Dry Socket. Time to pay our bills. We will be back in 60 seconds with more Head Full of Bees program.
The Columbian and Southwest Washington continues to offer the most comprehensive and consistent coverage of our region and our people, despite the challenges faced by local newspapers nationwide. Valued donations to our community-funded journalism project via the Local Media Foundation pays for local reporters to provide expanded and in-depth coverage of key local issues in print and online, including homelessness, transportation, and the environment. For the most thorough daily coverage, visit Columbian.com. Please consider donating or subscribing today.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Licensed in Washington State, our diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making your rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
우리는 여러분의 언어를 구사합니다.
我们说你的语言.
Nosotros hablamos tu idioma.
중도의 nói ngôn ngữ của bạn.
You are tuned into the Head Full of Bees program, Extra Crispy Edition. And out of Gothenburg, Sweden, this is Vampire with a song called Melik Taus here on KXRW.
A phantom recluse, a life confined. unseen and unheard. His soul resides in the fortress of silence. He hides.
From Sweden, that was, I believe it's Xiao, it's X-I-A-O, with a song called Fools from their 2023 EP Burn. Having been a fan of the hardcore scene for something like 40 years, I have to say that Burn is my pick for the most overused title for a song or record. No knock on those guys, just saying it's really a really popular title. Before Xiao, you heard Sark, a sort of Norwegian black metal supergroup made up of members of Toulouse, Cold, and Darkthrone, and that song was called Phantom Recluse. Before that, from Chile, you heard Abyecta with a song called Nacer, Crecer, Morir. All right, advertising time. We will be back in 1 minute with more soothing sounds of nature here on the Head Full of Bees program.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver six or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
From their 1988 LP Survive, this is Nuclear Assault with Rise from the Ashes here on KXRW. We'll be right back.
brother can't hold his smoke.
In the show, I played a song by Violencia that was from their split with Portland's Dry Socket, which is who you just heard. But that song was called Leglock, and it is from their brand new LP, Self-Defense Techniques. Before Dry Socket, you heard the Boneless Ones, all the way back from 1986 from their LP, Skate for the Devil. That song was called Give It to You. White Lung was before that with a song called Sleep Creep from 2010. Up next is Blood Feast from the title with the title track from their 1987 EP Face Fate, right here on the Head Full of Bees program.
Thank you.
Off the No Cross, No Crown LP, that was Corrosion of Conformity with a tune called The Luddite, which is one of the few songs that I like from the Pepper Keenan front version of that band. Most stuff post-1987 from that band hasn't really landed with me, but there's a few songs that shine, and that's one of them. Before COC, you heard Sel Ray out of Chicago with a brand new song called Toxic that is not a Britney Spears cover, and that is it, people. I'm done. Next week, we'll be back on the original recipe, but for now, be sure to check out the KXRW website where you can stream this show and others anytime you like. You can also download the xray.fm app to your mobile device to get to the same content. My name is K Murph. The show is Head Full of Bees. The station is KXRWLP on 99.9 FM. The town is Vancouver, Washington. Until next time, bye!